Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on a Friday morning. It just takes some time to get over some tough seasons and losses. I'm on it today, Mac. I'm freaking on it, baby. Man. I mean, I'll tell you what, man. I'll nail it at music bingo. But no, this is your time, Kansas City. Morning people, drive people, 913-586-7965. We want to hear from you. What did you like most about this season? How mad are you at me for guaranteeing a win last night? I'm going to own it. I'm going to lay my neck on the line for you. Double J, go ahead and self-gloat, baby.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Look, I'm with you, Dusty. I thought we were going to win last night, and unfortunately we lost. It sucks. But as I said last night on Vern's post-game show, I compare the loss to when we lost in 2018 in the AFC Championship, and Pat first year starting at quarterback for us. I mean, we're going to be back. We got Bobby. We got Vinny, a healthy Vinny next year. Hey, let's go. And let's – Royals baseball, we're back, baby. We are back. So Kansas City, yeah, it sucks. But at the end of the day, this is going to make us better, I feel like. And thank you to the ownership, too. Appreciate you guys, and I'll listen off here.
Yeah, I think that's the best part of your phone call right there at the end, is thank you to the ownership, because we finally have owners that care.
That's right.
And it's nice to have that. It's nice to know that your ownership is a Kansas Citian who bleeds blue like everybody else who roots for this team, that lives here in Kansas City, that wants the best for Kansas City, and is willing to invest in this team.
That's right.
And I think that's going to take some getting used to, because for 25 years, even before that, once Mr. K died in 93 to he sold the team in 2019, you had a board running the team, then you had Glass running the team, and nobody ever really truly invested into the product. Now we got John Sherman. And that's the change, guys. That's why the future is brighter maybe than it's ever been since the Ewing Kauffman days, because you know you've got an owner that cares as much as you do and is going to invest in the team and not just sit back and go, where's my revenue sharing money?
All right, Joe, take it away.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, you know, I think it was a great year compared to last year.
Well, no doubt.
I was around during Tony Muser when he was the manager, and just were 100 lost seasons every year. I think the coolest thing about this season was Monday night, turning off the Royals game after it was over and turning on the Chiefs game and hearing "Let's Go Royals" from the fans. That to me, being a lifelong Kansas City fan, that brought tears to my eyes, because it just shows how much this city loves this baseball team. I don't think you're wrong. I think we all were hopeful that we were going to beat the Yankees last night. You know, I grew up in the 70s and, you know, hating the Yankees. But, you know, this team overachieved a lot. We need another bat. Juan Soto would be fantastic. If we get somebody like
you
that.
Know what? Hey, look, I was advocating for Ohtani last year, and I'll tell John. Yeah. I'll tell John right now on the air. Go sign Soto. I saw a story.
That would be fabulous. So that would be fabulous.
He's the best player in baseball.
Thanks for the call, Joe. And
I don't think there's any arguing about that, right? I think Juan Soto is the best player in baseball right now. And there was a story yesterday that there's going to be a mystery team involved. And I immediately go, okay, it's going to be the Royals. It's going to be the Royals. It's going to be the Royals. Toronto is supposedly going to be the mystery team, right? Because they lost out on Ohtani last year. But you're talking a $400 million contract. I saw the numbers for Ohtani the other day about how much he's generated, like $540 million in revenue just for the city alone, with people traveling in and all this kind of stuff that he's generated for Los Angeles, just being there, people coming to watch him and all that kind of stuff, hotels, restaurants, all, you know. And I'm like, damn, I mean, that's a drop in the bucket what the Dodgers are paying. So, John, here's the message this morning. Mm-hmm. If you're up right now, if not, I'll call you later. Here's the message this morning. Sign Juan Soto to a contract very similar to what Ohtani got. Backload this thing, pay it at the back end, get them in here now, get your new stadium built, generate money for the city. They go out and sign Juan Soto this offseason. Hey, man, it is definitely on. And I know it's a pipe dream and everybody's kind of laughing, but you know what? The Royals are winners now, too. And that changes everything. You want to come play with Bobby Witt? You want to come play with Vinny Pasquantino? You want to come play in front of these fans? You saw it in the postseason what this was like, Juan. And I know you're still here because you guys ain't leaving until about 11 o'clock this morning. You can listen to the radio right now, Juan Soto. Sign with Kansas City. Let's go.
No doubt about it. An A1 from day one and a P1 on this station. Dan and KCK, take it away, my man.
Hey, Bob. Hi, Dusty. How you doing? I texted you. I told you how great season it was. And, yeah, just a couple of hits there and there. I think the Royals got robbed in that game one call. But it was a great season. And, you know, I appreciate what you guys do. Today, I'm going to the Grand Street Cafe because I've been
nice. At
Hen House for 25 years. So they're having a lunch. And, you know, look, if we could get one Soto, great. And I heard Josh told about it yesterday. He would rather have Soto than Sam Turner from Baltimore. So to tell you so, guys.
Yeah, but
hey,
you know
congrats
what?
To 25
congrats,
years,
man.
By the
that's
way.
Awesome, man.
Bob
you go,
hasn't, even
Dan?
Done, hasn't even been in this building for 25 years.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's really cool, man. Good for you. And enjoy Grand Street Cafe, my man. You deserve it, man. 25 years at any company is outstanding, yeah. You know? Congratulations, bud. That's awesome, man. Proud of you, Dan. But if Santander is a consolation prize, I'm kind of good with that, too.
Yeah, Vern just said he goes, I don't want to see him fumbling over his feet in right field of the K. I was like, that's kind of a good point, man. Like,
yeah.
That's a monster of a right field.
It is, man. But Tommy Pham kind of fumbled around last night as well out in the outfield.
Minus in the batter's box.
But I told you he was going to have a big night, didn't I? I called that one from
three hits.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
Mm.
He owns Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole and the rest of the lineup.
He did. Yeah, but we said, Tommy Pham, you got to have Tommy Pham in the lineup. Tommy Pham produced. Garrett Cole was a dog last night. He wasn't a cat, no meow. He was a dog, man. Woof. But Santander is a great consolation prize. Great consolation prize if we can't get Juan Soto.
Our friend of the show, Josh Klingler, you might remember him. He tweets out 13 minutes ago, go to bed, Kling.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
You're on
up?
A bye week, man. He tweets out.
He's probably teaching a Leewood lady how to play tennis this morning and had to get up early before she went and had cocktails.
He's probably like, damn, Dusty's got Diamonds Direct.
Right. You don't think Josh is listening.
For sure he is. He tweets out SAT flashbacks. Royals 14-15, Royals 24-25. Use it for fuel, boys.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, because of the 4 and the 5, I get it.
Yeah,
I see what Josh did there.
He's always smarter than we are.
Yeah.
Like stepping away.
Yeah.
Getting the hell out.
Andrew, run for the hills, Josh, run!
Yeah. No, what a year, man. It was great. And look, we see the text messages. We hear what you're saying. We know. I mean, somebody says, I like seeing Kauffman Stadium sold out loud as hell.
It was fun.
The Royals brought back hope for baseball, and that's what the city needed. Let's ride the energy into next season and finish even stronger. From the 816, I never thought I'd get to see another postseason game of the K, so thankful for we got to have that this year. And that's like what Bob said. Like, you cannot take this for granted.
Yeah.
Opening day is going to be absolutely electric
and
next
for the
year.
First time
Let's
since...
Let's go to Arizona.
From the first time since COVID, mm-hmm. It's actually going to be sold out on opening day.
That's right.
You know, and people are going to be excited about that. I'm sure fans were trying to buy their tickets last night, you know, for opening day, and it's going to be that party again, and everybody's going to be excited and looking forward to it, because I think we're going to be anticipating roster changes and who we're going to sign, who's going to get traded, how's this team going to get better, and they've got that kind of, you know, that addiction to winning now. You want to keep it going. You can't stay stagnant. You've always got to get better. And for those who, you know, when I said trade Brady Singer, kind of roll their eyes about that, the Chiefs have traded Tyreek Hill and won 2 straight Super Bowls, right? So you can trade good players and get better. It happens all the time. That's the only way you get better, is by trading people of value.
Let's go to Jonathan and St. Joe to wrap up this segment.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I think the guys, a little bit ago when he was comparing to the 2018 Chiefs team, just setting this up because now we've got Bobby Witt. We've got things in place now to be able to be successful long-term, not just having a bunch of guys here that were not going to be able to quote-unquote pay because of ownership differences. I think we're set up to be really, really good every single year, but the thing that comes with that is when you're a really, really good team, if you don't win at all, it's always going to end in heartbreak. And I would much rather have our season end in a loss in the playoffs every single year than be fumbling around in September not making the playoffs.
Let me jump in and ask you. I want to ask you this question. Yeah. You said end in heartbreak. I'm not heartbroken because I look at this as like, yeah, that loss sucked, but man, I'm glad baseball is back. How many times do you have to lose in the playoffs? How many times do you have to lose in the playoffs where it really is true heartbreak, like where you lose every year in the postseason. Like, what is that, year three? Like, if this is like, if we're talking about this in 27 and they lost again and they still haven't gotten over that hump, is that heartbreak, or is heartbreak set in next year? Like, because I think you have to have, you only can have heartbreak is if you set yourself up for it all year long. This was a surprise. This was a surprise season.
Maybe the better word is disappointment.
There you go.
Yeah, I think, but I'm really
Thanks
asking
for the
about,
phone call, Jonathan.
I am really asking about heartbreak. Like, yeah. You know, like, were you heartbroken when the Chiefs lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl?
No, because I knew it was over at halftime.
Okay.
It was heartbreak when you lose to Titans and Steelers back to back because you had so much promise.
Because you had so much promise going in. But what about losing to the Cincinnati Bengals?
Absolutely.
That was heartbreak for me.
The Chiefs were the best team in the first half, and Patrick Mahomes was in God mode.
Yeah.
And then just went completely just.
They were better than that Bengals team. Yeah.
Right. They were. And they're showing it currently. Like, so like when, like if we're sitting here next year and they lose in the ALDS again, because now from October 11th to February 15th, all we're going to be talking about is how excited we are for the season leading up to spring training. And then spring training is going to take place, and we're going to get really excited during spring training. Then the regular season is going to happen. They're going to win games. They're going to make the playoffs. I think next year, if you lose in the ALDS again, that to me, that's when you can start to have that heartbreak, because you had those expectations and it was ripped from you. This year should be just a joy train, man.
From the 816, before we go to break, the two biggest jinxers. Bob was trying to predict who we were going to play in the World Series, and the other guy, Dusty Likens, damn glad to meet you, guaranteed a win last night. Keep your damn mouth shut, acting like the mayor of Cincinnati.
Okay, I wish we had that much pull. That's the other thing. People really believe that we have that much pull. Saw Mayor L was at the game last night. He didn't miss a camera.